Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the booming business in Amish communities.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, providing students with the tools to explore and transform the world around them through online degree programs built on a foundation of social, economic, and environmental justice. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Entrepreneurship among the Amish is helping rural communities in Holmes County. Local business owners work together to create products at home while passing down traditions and values to the next generation. Kelly Crable, with member station IdeaStream Public Media, has the story.
The steam flows through these platens, and they'll dry the wood right in that machine.
Atlee Kaufman's opened Bentwood Solutions 4 decades ago. The Millersburg business's original product was bending buggy shafts, which connect the carriages of Amish people like Kaufman to their horses. A few years later, he expanded to table and chair parts at a local Amish furniture maker's request. He was so successful, he sold off the buggy shaft division.
Now, I think we still have right close to 300 customers, but some of them are cabinet shops that make a special table once in a while.
Kaufman and many other Amish people have helped grow the Holmes County economy. About half of the population is Amish. The large majority of them are small business owners or work for a manufacturing company. Furniture manufacturing is a major sector for the Amish. Kendrick Mollett is the director of the Hardwood Furniture Guild of Holmes County. He says there's not a way to track how many shops are Amish-owned, but many of the 177 members of the guild are Amish. About 50 of them are like Kaufman's, so-called sub-shops, businesses that make a small component for a furniture piece. These businesses are often homegrown and family-run. Employees take skills from larger businesses and start their own company.
They're often employees from either like a large cabinet shop or a large furniture manufacturing where they've worked there for a number of years and now they're having children that are becoming of age to work, and then they'll go and start their own little shop.
Before the 1960s, many Amish were farmers. The transition from the farm to the manufacturing industry raised concerns in the Amish community. Marcus Yoder is the executive director of the B. Holt Amish Mennonite Heritage Center. He says with big changes come big questions.
At the heart of who we are is this kind of idea of what will it do to our church life, what will it do to our family structures, what will it do to our community.
He says starting small businesses has helped the Amish stay close-knit and hold on to their values. Mark Leininger is the executive director of the Holmes County Economic Development Council. He says something that sets the Amish business community apart: retailers and suppliers don't compete. Instead, each contributes their own small part to make the finished product.
So you've got the retailer, and then there might be a kitchen table there. And one company maybe did the metal base, and another company built the drawer boxes, and another company did the glue-up panels, and another company did the finish work. So there's a whole small business ecosystem.
In Holmes County, Leininger doesn't have to do the sort of business attraction, retention, and expansion typical of rural counties. That's because, with the Amish communities there, companies grow from within.
Generally, they start small. A lot of times it's in a shed or a chicken coop behind the house, and they build it over time.
It's very important when you're bending that you don't stretch it. So that's why basically every place that we're bending.
Kaufman's business is the perfect example of that. He started it in a small building beside his house, grew it to about 40 people, and became one of the only sub shops bending wood. He found a way to keep his family and community-centered values that have guided him and Amish makers for years. His sons and son-in-law are now running Bentwood Solutions. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kelly Crabill.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.